But Vistara had nowhere to run. Her time with the Jedi had made Vistara Kai a pariah among her own people. She did not dare return to the Lost Tribe until she had enough power to rule them. And she could never win that power by doing the smart thing. Vistara motioned the Krefts toward the blown hatch at the back of the lounge.
You two go.
The Krefts wasted no time, rushing to the exit so quickly they toppled the 2-1-B who was just finishing up Geb's dressing. The Mandalorian pushed off the table to test her leg, and 4 sharp bangs rang through the ceiling. A breach alarm sounded over the intercom, and automatic hatches started to slam shut throughout the base. The shriek and thud of several different firefights began to echo through the corridors. The Nargon bodyguards hesitated, then turned toward the Kalumai. Vistara stepped in front of the mob and extended an arm.
Those of you to this side, hold here to protect the Krefts,
she said, indicating 10 Nargons.
The rest of you, go with Marvin and Prathius.
To her relief, the Nargons obeyed, as quickly as they could anyway. Her orders called for 20 huge reptiloids to squeeze through a small blown-out hatch, one by one, and that took time. Too much time. A loud thump sounded outside the lounge, beyond the main entrance, and a Mandalorian officer went tumbling past the doorway with a smoking hole in his chest. Vistara used the Force to hit the control pad and secure the door, then snapped the lightsaber off her belt and spun toward the blown hatch. The last 10 bodyguards were still awaiting their turn to squeeze through. Vistara and Geb used the delay to place the rear guard. Geb ordered 2 Nargons to take over cover behind the wet bar, and Vistara used the Force to create a shield for 3 others by tipping the heavy table on edge. All the while, the muffled din beyond the entry grew progressively louder. The shrieking of blaster rifles rose in pitch, and the battle droids' cannons became a pounding thump, 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 as steady as a heartbeat. Finally, the last of the Krefts' bodyguards escaped through the rear hatch, allowing Geb and Vistara to follow. Vistara sent Geb out first, then reminded the rear guard that they were fighting to protect the Krefts, their creators.
No one gets past this room,
she commanded, knowing full well that she was asking the impossible. By the time Vistara had stepped through the hatch, Geb was already limping down the corridor after the Krefts. It was difficult to see the 2 Kalumai ahead of the green mob, but the whole mass appeared to be stopped in front of the 3rd airlock, the one that led through the Biot lab to the gate.
Marvid,
Vistara called.
What's the problem? Just open it.
We are trying,
his voice replied.
But the attack has activated breach protocol.
An emergency response system. Breach protocol prevented the labs from being accessed if a pressure imbalance was detected anywhere in Base Prime. Vistara pointed to the large sliding door at the far end of the corridor.
We'll go through your residence,
she called.
We have to move.
A deafening blast shook the lounge behind her. Vistara stepped back to the hatch and peered into the room. Through the smoke and chaos, she could barely make out the red eyes of a YBH battle droid glowing out of a jagged hole in the opposite wall. It tipped its dark head forward and stepped through. The droid's heavy armor was immediately topped by blaster fire, but its cannon arm continued to blaze, blasting the table apart and dropping 1 Nargon after another.
Charge him!
Vistara yelled to the survivors, using the Force to augment her voice.
Rip his circuits!
The droid's arm swung in her direction, and she barely managed to withdraw before a cannon bolt sizzled past her head. Deciding there was no time for a counterattack, she turned and started up the corridor, where Geb, the Krefts, and the Nargon bodyguards were still gathered around the 3rd airlock, and no one seemed to be entering the lab.